Oh, this is awful when it comes to, you know, wills and whatnot. You just never really know what you're walking into.
No, you don't. And it can be so icky.
All right. This is where we need your expertise to help out Roger on Love 'Em or List 'Em today. Go ahead. Tell everybody what's going on.
I'm thinking about going against my father's wishes and ignoring his will.
Ignoring his will. Isn't that the point of the will, though?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
tell people how you want things done.
You want your own specific ways.
And of course, he'd be really unhappy with me, but I'm just feeling like this would be the only way that I can keep peace with my sister.
Oh, is she cut out of the will?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not even really that close with her, but I don't want her to know how disappointed my dad was with her. I don't want to make things worse and upset her.
That would be pretty crushing.
In my father's will, she didn't get anything. So I got his house, the cabin, all the money.
Oh, that would be horrible to find out. Oh, great. My father didn't love me.
Yeah, not even one bit, so much so that everything went to my brother.
So I decided that, you know, I would tell my sister that he left the cabin to her. And, you know, I would just transfer it into her name. You know, I have my own cabin anyway. So, you know, it's like, it doesn't matter to me. And the first thing my sister said when I told her is, what about everything else? There's no money. And what about the house in town?
Oh.
She was like, you get everything. And all I get is the stupid cabin. And like, it just instantly made my blood boil, you know, and I was trying to be nice and protect her feelings. And like, you know, dad's gone. Like, there's no reason for her to know. But she's just greedy.
It doesn't sound like she lives here.
Yeah, no, she's in New York. She left when she was 28 and never came back.
Mm.
Never visited, never helped take care of dad.
Well, I understand then why he cut her out of the will. Like, why would you leave something to somebody?
Yeah,
you're not even part of it.
Didn't care.
I know, but she's, you know, she's all I got left. You know, we've just got each other, and I just, like, didn't feel like it would be worth it. But I'm starting to see why he left everything to me and why he did it this way.
So what do you want to do about it?
I don't know. Part of me just wants to cut her a check and give her the keys to the cabin and call it a day. But the other part of me wants to tell her the truth and keep it all like my dad wanted.
I mean, just hearing the things you're telling us, I would have a real hard time cutting her a check. And I think you probably have a little regret giving her the cabin after her reaction.
Well, I mean, honestly, you know, the thought of catching a fish at my dad's cabin in Packer country doesn't do anything for me. You know, I have a cabin where all the good cabins are. Brainerd.
Oh,
that makes sense. I don't blame you on the whole Packer country thing. Get rid of that. But the money, come on.
Yeah. To cut her a check. Oh, you must have been the executor of his will and estate then.
Yeah.
So she wouldn't know anything about what he really left her, and she's not coming back for it. She just wants the check in the mail, and she'll sell the cabin anyway for cash.
Right.
So why even bother giving her more money? I suppose because she's going to be like, well, where's my cut?
You weren't there. You didn't do anything. You left and you never came back.
So it's that survivor's guilt, really. Melissa, you're in Zimmerman. What do you say on Love 'Em or List 'Em?
Well, I sort of think a little bit of both, but I don't know how long ago, like, the will was written. You know, some people, when you write a will, they're a little young yet, and you're not, and you're concerned about the choices that they make. Maybe he could talk to the sister and just say, he made me in charge of everything, and, you know, ask her if there's something that she needs, or maybe he just wants to give her a monetary, you know, just a certain dollar amount.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because let's say the cabin, he could make money off by selling it. And then just give her some of the money or all of it.
Yeah, I mean, that's an option. And that's the big question. Does she deserve anything? Because dad wanted her to have nothing.
Yeah, and he was, like, very firm about it.
Yep. Karen, you're in St. Paul. You say list all together, huh? List it all and cut her out.
Yes. You know, it's hard because you do want to give her something. She is your sister. But with her reaction, all she's looking for is the money.
Yep.
And your dad cut her out of the will for a reason. Honor your dad's wishes and leave her out.
Wow.
That's
I mean,
hard.
It doesn't sound like she's a part of his life anyway.
Right.
So what is he going to miss? Oh, seeing your sister once a year at Christmas, maybe if she comes home, I don't know.
But maybe he's hoping if he does the right thing, that's why he wants to know, maybe then they will have a relationship.
But do you want one? She does not sound likable, nice, helpful at all.
People don't change.
No. And especially when the only time they come around is for money and possessions.
Katz and Zimmerman, you are in the same situation. So what do you recommend?
I mean, what I did was, you know, my dad disowned my sister like for 19 years and he ended up getting prostate and bone cancer. And I took care of him the last 2 years of his life and she wasn't there. But and he literally left her completely out of the will. But being who I am, it was like that was the two of you's issue. And I wouldn't feel right as your sister, whether you're kind of a butt or not, to not give you something because that's bad karma for me. Just because of the rift that the two of you had doesn't mean that I need to continue with that anger and whatever it was between the two of you. And so I did. I didn't give her a lot, mind you, but I did include her in some of his estate.
Yeah, I mean, I totally get that and I respect that and I understand exactly what you're saying. But like, what's the point of having a will then if people are just going to change your wishes
and do whatever they want?
That's what I mean. Like you, it was your money, your life, your everything. Doesn't matter the relationship that was between anybody. Those were your wishes. And now you have to kind of get bad karma for upsetting your dad. Like, I don't know. It just seems so weird.
The way that I'm looking at it is that, like, it was mine now, so now I can do with it what I'm choosing to do with
True.
It. He left it to me, and so now I'm going to pay it forward because it's mine now. So I True. Don't feel like I violated his will that way because it became mine. Now I'm gifting something to her.
Okay. I mean, that's his prerogative. You're right. Once it's his, he can do whatever he wants with it. Somebody said, but because of her reaction.
Yeah.
I would tell her the truth and say, you know what? Forget it. I thought I'd offer something, but now you get nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. So have fun in New York.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, exactly. And I love the fact to take some of the money and upkeep that cabin and make a mint off of that.
Right. Make it a rental. Yeah, I'm thinking that.
But it is in Wisconsin.
It is. That's true. Maybe just sell that.
That is the big thing holding me back. I wanted a cabin so bad. I found a great one, but it was in Wisconsin. I'm like, can I, as a lifelong born and raised Minnesotan, can I cross that river?
No, we don't want you there.
Go over there. I mean, Siren area is really beautiful.
Yeah, buddy. Ugh. But you know the feeling, the icks you get when you cross over to Wisconsin.
I know. Yeah. And that's really what's holding me back. And it's Dez country. And
you're
I'm just
not
like, wow.
It is. I mean,
strike one and strike two, Wisconsin and Dez.
Yeah, you know what, Roger? Sell it.
Sell that cabin fast.
And then buy another lot in Brainerd.
Oh my God, you could
or
offer to
sell that.
That's beautiful. Buy another lot and then offer to sell it to your sister.
Oh, funny. Yeah, do you want Dad's cabin? You can buy it.
Here's a text. Believe people when they show you who they are. She doesn't care. Dad is gone. She's looking for her payday. I would list your sister.
Yeah, I think you have to list her at this point. She's just not, there's no redeemable feelings about her at all.
Tiffany's in Minnetrista. What's upsetting you? What makes you sick?
Yeah, you know, it makes me sick to think that if I wrote a will and my loved ones didn't follow through with my wishes, that's awful because you're not here to stand up for yourself. So I feel like it's not up to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's
the
true.
Will is written for a reason.
Yeah.
It's a legal document.
Right. Well, they're doing it. He's just going, well, okay, I have the cabin. I have all the money. And now I'm going to decide to share it. So that would even bother you.
Well, you know, I'm all for sharing, but like the caller before said, you don't know what happened between those two. You might not know everything. And I actually was in this exact same position. And I couldn't dream of not following through with my dad's wishes because, you know, he was very important to me and I respect him.
All right. Well, we'll see what he decides to do. This is definitely worthy of a follow-up. We got to know how it ends and what happens there. So please be in touch, Roger.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now. Save.